Tuning in. I'm Herbert McLean, Herbie Mac. I'm the encourager. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. When you come a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it. Due to the things that happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But I want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong. It's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I'm Herbie Mac, and I'm going to help share this wisdom and tell the story. Lord, deliver me, cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Deliver me, cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me, yeah. Lord, deliver me, cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me, yeah. Oh, Lord. Deliver me. If you're listening out there, just repeat after me. If you're struggling with your past, and say it. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Deliver me. If my people who are called by my name will move themselves in prayer, seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. So it is, and it is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration and decree. So I'm speaking to all of you who are listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in your past won't control your future. Starting here, here. Yeah. I'm saying goodbye to the old me. Oh, thank you. And I'm saying hello. To the brand new me. I declare, and I decree, this is what I think of you, Lord, around and around.
for you and for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Now, Lord. Now, Lord. It is my exodus. The things that sit to break me down can no longer hold me.
Thank you, Lord.
And every weapon that's formed against me will not be able to prosper.
Thank you,
and I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Wanted to get that out. I love singing and haven't sung in a while. At least not that song. I do want to get into our study tonight from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. I'm going to read in your hearing. The Apostle Paul writes to Timothy. He says, Timothy, my son, I am giving you this instructions in keeping with the prophecies previously made about you, so that by recalling them, you may fight the good fight, having faith and a good conscience. Some have rejected these and have shipwrecked their faith. Now, let's pray. Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit. And God, thank you for these people on Facebook and those who are listening by way of the podcast. We pray that they get something out of this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, for more information about what we do and how we do it, you can always go to my website, which is in the description in the comment section, which is apostleherbiemack.com. There you would be able to discover what I believe and why I believe it. But I want to get into this word today because I believe that it's going to encourage you. It's going to encourage your heart. It's going to encourage your soul. Hallelujah. Now, the first thing we see here in the book that the Apostle Paul tells Timothy, he calls Timothy a son. Now, we know that the Apostle Paul is Timothy's spiritual father. Hey, Corliss, how you doing? Yep, I'm in my new office. Praise God. Timothy is Paul's son in the faith. Now, I just want to say the reason why I want to utilize these apostolic words in encouraging you today is because we are spiritually related. If you know Jesus and the pardon of your sin and have accepted him as your Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, indeed you are a sister or a brother of mine. Hallelujah. We are related. Just like Paul was related to Timothy as it relates to his kingdom agenda, so it is with us. We have the spiritual DNA of Jesus's blood that ran from Emmanuel's veins, running through our veins by virtue of our faith in him. And so we are related also to Timothy and to Paul. So that means that these words are essential when it comes to remaining in the good place. Remaining in the good place in your mind. Remaining in the good place financially. Remaining in the good place emotionally. Because things begin to happen, whether it's mental turbulence or emotional turbulence or financial turbulence or maybe physical turbulence. Things happen in our lives, and if we're not careful, we can find ourselves drifting over to the bad place. But I want to encourage you to remain in the good place. And that's what the Apostle Paul was telling Timothy. He was saying, look, bro, you need to remain in the good place. Notice he says here, Timothy, my son, I'm giving you these instructions in keeping with the prophecies previously made about you. Can I tell you, beloved, that God had spoke some things in your life probably before I was born physically. God has already spoken to you through somebody else. I wasn't the one who brought you to Jesus. I wasn't the one who got you converted. Why? Because God had already brought somebody near you to give you that word of faith, to speak life into you, and you became born again. When you became born again, the Lord was dealing with you about some things, glory to God. He was dealing with you in reference to your purpose and meaning in life. There's significance that you have. And what the Bible calls it, is he calls it prophecy. Somebody prophesied over your life. They told you that God has a purpose for you. Can you remember when you first gave your heart to God, how on fire you was? You set up under the word, you prayed, you cried, you shouted, and you danced. Do you remember how good it was to be in that place? I want to encourage you to remain in that place. I don't care how long it's been since you know Jesus. It doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter who came in your life and who left out of your life. There's still a good place. Come on, somebody, that God has for you. A good place that's found only under the shadow of the Almighty. Remain in the good place. Now, notice Peter. Notice Paul. He told Timothy, he says, I'm giving you these instructions so that you can keep in line with the prophecy. There's some things that comes up against you that want to try to get you offset so that you will not remain in the good place. See, whenever God speaks a word in your life, it's always a good word. Whenever God speaks something, he speaks good things because he's a good God. He's not sometimes good and sometimes bad. He's all the time a good God. And whenever he speaks a word, that word puts you in a good place. Amen. Have you ever noticed that you can be in a good place and then somebody can come to you with a bad word and they trying to knock you off your square, and you got to do everything you possibly can to get rid of what they told you so you don't have to think about that no more because they're messing with your peace. See, I come to remind you that you can still remain in the good place though the devil is bombarding you with situation after situation, with circumstance after circumstance, trying to knock you off your square. But I wish that you would decree and declare with me today that I'm going to remain in the good place. He says, this is why I'm giving you these instructions. This is why I'm making this video, is so that you can be encouraged in the Lord, so that you can remember that God has spoke a word over your life. And I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I've never seen God lose a battle. I've never seen God be defeated. And if God has said it, that settles it. Nobody can alter it or change it, because it is infallible, it is inerrant, and it is destined to happen. So what God has spoken over your life, it will happen. And this is why I'm giving you these instructions. Now, he said these instructions was previously made about you, Timothy. In other words, God already spoke these things over your life, and then he brings people into your life to remind you what he already spoken. That's how it happens. That's how it happened. Because see, sometimes the people that speak into our lives, definitely if we're one of the old saints, we come from the old school. Definitely when we come from the old school, some of those saints that God used to prophesy over our lives, they're either old or they're dead. And God will bring an Apostle Paul in your life or an Apostle Herbie in your life to remind you of what he had already spoken through a previous vessel. Come on now. Because he wants you to remember that you still have a purpose in life, that it's not too late, that you shouldn't give up, because God still has something to pour into you so that you can pour into somebody else. Come on. He still wants you to be in that good place. He says, I'm going to keep you even unto your old age. He says, I'm gonna keep you. He says, I'm gonna wrap you up in my arms, and I got you. So he says, I want you to remember what was previously said, so that by recalling them you may fight the good fight. In other words, by remembering what God has already spoken into your spirit, then you're going to be able to fight the good fight. In other words, when you remember what God has said about you, it strengthens you on the inside so that you would be able to ward off the arrows of the enemy, so that your faith would be like a shield. And every time the devil and circumstances try to beat you down and try to take you down, you are strengthened by that word to fight. I want to encourage you to keep on fighting, Shelley. Yes, God has not failed, and he won't. He says, by recalling him, you may fight the good fight. He says, having faith and a good conscience. Having faith and a good conscience. Glory to God. Can I encourage you to keep the faith? Yeah. I don't know what Facebook just did, but I don't have my screen anymore. There it goes. Hallelujah. The devil is alive. There we go. Amen. He says, by having faith and a good conscience. Look. When you have faith, you're trusting God. You're trusting God. Look, even though the circumstance is not right, even though the people are acting funny, come on. Even though your body may not be as strong as it used to be, even though your money looking funny, he's saying, look, if you recall what God said about you, what you are experiencing right now would not be able to weaken you, because you're going to be strengthened by the promises of God. Do you not remember that Jesus says all the promises of God are yes and amen? That means you're going to get it. That means that God is going to fulfill it. So if you recall to your heart, you're going to trust God in spite of what you feel. You're going to trust God in spite of what you're going through. You're going to trust God in spite of how it looks. Because why? You're going to remember what he said about you. So look, remember, this is the first thing I want you to do, is I want you to remember the prophecies spoken over you in your past. Here's the next thing I want you to do. I want you to keep them close to your heart. See, that's with a good conscience. You know, look, if you be real with yourself, sometimes things come up in your life and you begin to doubt the promises of God. you begin to think like, was that real? Is what they saying about me true? Or are we just going through the motion? Your faith begins to weaken. The Apostle Paul told Timothy, he says, listen. He says, you got to have faith and you got to have a good conscience. So I come against every bad idea that the devil planted in your mind right now in Jesus' name. I come against every doubting spirit. I come against everything that was trying to stop you from moving forward in the spirit. The devil is a liar. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to act on those prophecies by faith. Notice he says faith. You got to act on the prophecies. Yeah. That means you got to do them by faith. You got to apply for the house by faith. You got to apply for the job or create the company by faith. You got to instill into your children and into your grandchildren the things that God has given you. You wonder, some people, let me tell you something. You can't die until your job is done. See, you still got work to do. And some of the greatest work that we have to do is the exchange of the jewels that God has given us and passing it to the next generation. There are some gems inside of us. There are some things that life and circumstances has taught us that we don't want others to go through. We might as well tell them about it so that they don't have to walk around Jericho. So that they don't have to be in the wilderness for 40 years. We want to pass on to the next generation so that they'll be able to eat the milk and the honey that God has brought us into. It took us 40 years to get there, but it doesn't have to take them 40 years if we pass on the mantle, if we pass on the baton. So I want you to act on that prophecy that was spoken to you. And I want you to resist all oppositions to fulfilling those prophecies. If those prophecies wasn't true, we got 6 more minutes. If those prophecies wasn't true, if they wasn't from God, you would not be receiving the opposition that you receive. And the only reason that they're coming up against you is because the devil don't want you to fulfill that purpose. He wants you to die with that gift in the grave. But you need to release it in the earth and advance the kingdom of God. The next thing I want you to do is embrace a good conscience. Don't violate your gauge between good and bad. Don't violate your compass between right and wrong. If God says it's wrong, it's wrong. If God says it's right, then it's right. If God gives you approval, then do it. If God does it, then don't. How does he do it? He does it through the abiding work of the Holy Spirit. When you were born again, if you are of Christ, you have the Spirit of Christ, and he's going to convict you of what is right and what is wrong. Don't violate the good conscience that comes from a good God that we serve. Remember, you are on God's side, the good side, and not Satan's side, the bad side. You're on God's side. That means God is going to protect you. He's going to preserve you. And he's going to prosper you. If you act on his word. If you do what he told you to do. If you go after the vision that you have, that he has given you. Hallelujah. You're on the good side. You're in a good place when you're in Christ. and Christ is in you, the hope of glory. You got to remember, I'm on God's side. I'm on the good side. I'm good. Things happen, but I'm good. Things don't always go right outside of us, but you got to declare, I'm good. I'm of God. Hallelujah. Side with Christ, look, on everything. If you can get to that place, let me tell you something, you won't go wrong if you just side with Christ on everything. They not acting right on the job, you want to cuss them out, what would Jesus do? Side with him. Pray about it. If your friend Peter decides he want to cut the ears off of somebody else, why don't you put that ear back on and restore that person to health and tell Peter to put his sword away? You got to side with Christ on everything. We got 4 more minutes. Listen, finally, I want you to expect good and glorious things to happen to you, to happen for you, and to happen through you. Hallelujah. God bless you, Carl. Thank you for tuning in, Mr. Snow. I'm going to say it again. Expect good to happen to you, for you, and through you. Expect glorious things to happen to you, for you, and through you. Hallelujah. That means if the environment is wicked, expect the glory of God to show up when you show up. If everything is going wrong at the job, expect your influence, hallelujah, to change it from a bad thing to a good thing. I decree and declare that you are an atmosphere changer, hallelujah, because God is going to get the glory in your life, hallelujah. In closing, I don't want to assume that you know this Jesus that I speak of. Maybe this is the first time you ever heard me preach. You probably seen me dance, or you probably watch some of my videos, and I love to have fun, very humorous. I love to sing. You probably see me in all different capacities, but today is the day that God is calling you to salvation. And even if you already saved, he's calling you to work it out now with reverence and respect for his presence in your life. If you don't know Jesus, the Bible says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus, he lived, he died, he rose again, and he is Lord with all power in his hand, said you will be saved. With the heart, man believes, and with the mouth, confession is made. You can say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you. I trust you. Thank you for saving me. Have your way. Show up, show out, and stretch out in me. Hallelujah. If you said something along those lines, I believe that Jesus, through the person and the work of the Holy Spirit, is in your life right now. Can I encourage you to get your Bible, find yourself a church that's preaching and teaching that Bible, begin to pray, and ask the Holy Spirit to show you the way. God bless you, Natalie Diaz. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hallelujah. Well, if all hearts and minds are clear, can I encourage you finally to remain in that good place. Oh, yes. Remember the prophecies. Keep the prophecies close to your heart. Act on those prophecies by faith. Resist all opposition. Come on. Embrace a good conscience. Remember, you on God's side. You're not on the devil's side. You don't work for the devil. You work for God. And make sure you side with Christ on everything. You on Jesus' side on everything. He's ruler and Lord over everything. And lastly, expect God to do good things and glorious things to you, for you, and through you. I'm Herbert McLean. I'm Herbie Mac. I'm the encourager. May God continue to bless you richly, my beloved. For more information about what I do and how I do, you can check me out. Right there in the comment section is my link to my website. Or you can go to your browser and type in ApostleHerbieMac.com. Or look it up on Google. Safari, Apostle Herbie Mac. I'm right there to encourage the world one soul at a time with truth and love. Well, until next time, may God keep you in perfect peace. Good night.